Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks.
Thanks, Rachel. And I want to introduce you to my good friend, Jeff Adams. And thank you, Jeff, for joining us on this weekday podcast.
If you're like me, you probably spend a decent portion of your life just going through the motions, not really living with a strong sense of purpose day in and day out. The normal ups and downs of life can play a big role in determining our outlook on life. If your team is winning championships, or your career is moving along nicely, or maybe your child is excelling in school and extracurricular activities, then you're probably feeling pretty good about life. But if your team is constantly losing, or your career is stagnant or declining, or your child is failing in school, then you're probably feeling beat up by life. In Ephesians 5:8, Paul tells us to live as children of light. What does that mean? We were discussing this verse with the high school seniors one Sunday morning, and I asked them the question, what does it mean to live as children of light? There were several good responses, such as, we're to show Jesus to the world by the way we live, or we may be the only Jesus some will ever see. These answers are true, but I couldn't help but notice they had one particular thing in common. They were all from the perspective of others. I asked them to answer the question instead from their own perspective. There was a moment of silence. If we're honest with ourselves, I believe we all find it difficult to answer that question from our own perspective. But I think that's exactly the perspective that Paul was getting at here. Because notice the first part of that verse says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." This is written from our perspective, not from the perspective of others. This is a statement of affirmation. Let's try to imagine for a moment that we woke up one morning to the sudden realization that our father is now the king of a fairly significant nation. And then we come to the realization that must mean we are now princes and princesses. How would we behave differently? There's probably some of you that would say to me that you wouldn't act any differently. And while I may tip my hat to you, I don't buy it. I believe we would all feel like this newfound awareness requires something different from us. Maybe it's that we couldn't act quite as goofy as we usually do. Or maybe we would feel like we should use better table manners, especially when eating in public. Or maybe we would just tuck our shirt in and look a little more polished than we normally do. You get the picture. I think Paul is suggesting first that we recognize that as believers in Christ, we are now light in the Lord. We no longer live in darkness as we once did, but we are light ourselves because of Jesus living within us through the Holy Spirit. As a result of the awareness that we are now light, we should feel the need to live like it. We should quit living like the unbelievers who are worried about tomorrow and who have no hope. Instead, we should live like a child whose father is the King of Kings.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.